Hi, this is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle. Today's topic is income inequality. The Boston-based think tank Mass Inc. just put out a report arguing that the last 10 years amount to a lost decade for Massachusetts. Economic conditions don't seem to have improved much over the course of the decade, and in some ways have actually gotten worse. To begin with, we lost jobs. Massachusetts ended the decade with almost 150,000 fewer jobs than it began. Only six states had worse job creation records than Massachusetts. And income stagnated. On an inflation-adjusted basis, the mean weekly wage for Massachusetts workers increased by only 0.1%. These are frustrating outcomes, especially considering that, during the same period, data indicate that Massachusetts workers became more productive and better educated. Massachusetts ranks in the top 10 in economic productivity on a per capita basis and has a higher percentage of college-educated residents than any other state in the nation. The state has also had a lower unemployment rate than the nation's throughout the current economic downturn, and ranks number one in the country for highest average wages. But the boosters are wrong. Massachusetts is not the picture of health. The state economy grew at a much slower rate than the U.S. economy over the past decade, and also seems to be less competitive than other states. The Mass Inc. researchers conducted a so-called shift share analysis, which compares the state and national economies on an industry-by-industry basis and basically asks, given what happened with the national economy over the past decade, which industries did the best, how should the state have done? The good news is that Massachusetts does have a favorable industry mix. The state economy is weighted towards those industries that did well nationally over the last decade, such as healthcare. The bad news is that, when you actually look at the job loss figures, Massachusetts does not do nearly as well as it should have. It should have gained 75,000 jobs instead of losing 150,000. This strongly suggests that Massachusetts is uncompetitive. Industries and corporations who thrive elsewhere have not done as well here. And then there is the issue of income inequality. Simply put, over the past 50 years, Massachusetts has gone from being ranked among the 10 least unequal states to among the top 5 most unequal states. The data on growing inequality are undeniable, but I prefer the term fragmentation as a more generally accurate and less inflammatory alternative to inequality. Our economy seems to be splitting apart into several different categories of winners and losers beyond that of just rich and poor. The male unemployment rate is higher than the female unemployment rate. Older workers have had a much better record of finding jobs and increasing income than younger workers. The employment and earnings gap between educated and uneducated workers has widened. Also wider is the gap between the employed and unemployed. The jobless have found it much more difficult to get back into the workforce. 42% of the state's jobless are classified as long-term unemployed, meaning they have been unemployed for over 26 weeks. Incidentally, Massachusetts is one of the national leaders in the rate of long-term unemployed. Some degree of inequality and fragmentation must be tolerated as the inevitable byproduct of economic growth. But this can hardly serve as an excuse since, remember, Massachusetts hasn't even really been growing that much. These data should have lessons for both parties. Republicans need to acknowledge that we have a problem, and Democrats need to acknowledge that the problem is much broader than rich versus poor. The class warfare temptation, ever present in a democracy, must also be resisted. Raising taxes on the rich may or may not be necessary to deal with our budget problems, but it won't help us to narrow the gap between older and younger workers, or males and females. Our policies aren't working, and thus they need to be reassessed. We now know that more education can't be the answer to all the economic dilemmas with which we are faced. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.